he likes the guy. Like, he actually likes the guy, you know? A fucking serial killer. Extremely charming. Looks the part. He looks like a lawyer. He acts like a lawyer. But yet this guy goes off and chops heads off women, you know? I mean, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Peter.
Ladies and gents, we are live on the podcast. We also have got live feedback coming from TikTok. Two topics today. Probably get into, of course, a lot more. And guys, anybody on TikTok, I want to get your opinions on this. Boyfriend doesn't like BJs from his girlfriend, but yet the girlfriend catches him watching porn, and it was porn about BJs. Now she's devastated. All right, we're going to talk about that. And women's fascination with serial killers. This one, I have to say, blows my mind. I even have an article here that I'm going to call out on the podcast. I brought it up here. A forensic psychologist. She's given us reasons why women fall for these serial killers. And we were just before we were talking about going live here, we were just saying that the Ted Bundy Netflix documentary, you know, you see all these girls in the courtroom. This guy's a proven killer, an actual proven killer. And sorry, guys, by the way, anybody on TikTok, I'm going to be getting your feedback, okay, as well during this. So I'm not ignoring you or anything. Please don't think that. Like, this guy, proven killer. I think it wasn't in the 70s. Like, fact, cold, hard evidence against him that he's a killer. This isn't, you know, people queuing up in court that, free this poor innocent man, oh my God, we love him, our heart goes out to him. No, it's the complete opposite. The guy's a fucking stone-cold killer of women, and then yet the courtroom is flocking with women. They're all dressed up to their nines, the high heels, the dresses, the lipstick, the hair stone, everything, the whole works. Anyway, we'll get into that in a bit more. Let's start with the boyfriend, doesn't like the BJs. And, you know, this is one thing I actually kind of get very lost about. Women have a lot of the power here. Women. Now, okay, by the way, there's a couple of, I think there was a gay man here that's on there and he said he was gay. But I think this applies for both, right? Okay? Because there's always, whether it's a straight couple or a gay couple or a bisexual couple or whatever you call it, there's always maybe more, the more dominant person, or maybe that's even the wrong word, the more assertive person, or the person who takes more charge, right? You know what I mean? They'll grab the other person by the hand and let's go, honey. You know what I mean? So there's always that person that will take the lead in certain situations more than the other person. Not doesn't mean that they take the lead in everything, but you get where I'm coming from, right? You get where I'm coming from. So the thing is here, for me, okay, I'm a straight guy, so I can only very educatedly speak on what a man likes. I can't speak for every guy. But women can change the sex life around with a click of a finger. I'm not joking you here, ladies. I'm being dead, dead serious. If you could only understand how much a man loves when a woman gets turned on in bed. I'm being very serious here. Like, it's a fantasy of ours. It's a wet dream for us. We daydream at work about this. If we're thinking about sex, chances are, okay, we're thinking of positions or, you know, whatever, but we're thinking of you getting it on here, you know? And the more you're getting turned on, and we really know you're getting turned on, man, it's all the better. It's all the better. Now, I know there's some women out there that will fake having an orgasm, or they'll fake all the big sounds and the shouts and screams, right? But so women have an idea that, yeah, okay, he obviously likes when I'm getting all turned on and all that. But why don't you actually go for the actual juggler here? Go for the actual bullseye instead of just blindly throwing darts at a fucking board here. You know? Tell your man what you like. Now, let's go back to this girl with the BJ experience, right? Well, somebody even just throw in here on TikTok, maybe she's doing a bad job. Well, okay, I mean, I'm not, I know I'm laughing here. I'm not trying to laugh here, okay? So look, you know, I'm not having a go off any women here. But I mean, look, fuck it, let's suck it up. Maybe it's true. Maybe she is doing a bad job. Or maybe he doesn't like it maybe he likes it a certain fucking way, you know what I mean? Like, we all have weird little fantasies or strange little fantasies, you know? Now, I would say most of the guys, if a girl has a good skill with this, chances are we're going to be all over it, right? But some guys can be different, okay? So then you have the girl here, she's devastated now. She walks in on the boyfriend watching porn, and it was oral sex porn. And yet he... First of all, I can't even imagine what this guy went up. He must have went white as a ghost. Oh my God. I'd say he feels guilty now. But you know, look. She needs to sit down with her boy here. Here's the solution. You sit down. Okay, look, honey. Without, you know... Try not to melt here, you know, try not to bawl your eyes out, try not to be too devastated when you have a chat to him. And I can understand, Jesus, I can understand, you know, oh my God, my boyfriend doesn't like it when I do it, but he'll do it. I get that, I really truly do. But try to just talk. Try not to get too emotional. Don't go in for a fucking row here with him. You know, fuck you, John. Fuck you, you fucking ass. Fucking, you know, blowing the fucking doors down. Open up. Tell him you're upset. He's going to know you're upset, okay? He's going to know in a heartbeat that you're upset. There's no two ways about it. He's not an idiot here when it comes to this. So he's going to probably be sit there and just... Okay, honey, you know, kind of like a guy in a principal's office here, you know, like, okay, sir, sorry, okay, whatever you want, no problem, sir, okay, should I go to detention now? You know, like, he'll be very, very attentive with you, I would say. And just ask him, you know, like, hey, look, is it something I'm doing wrong? Can you show me what you want? Or is there any porn that's out there that has the perfect technique? Is there anything I can do? And just... And hell, if he comes out, maybe he will say, well, look, you know, honey, I just don't like that certain part of it. You know what I mean? You know, but apart from that, it's pretty good, or it's okay. And that could be the truth, right? It doesn't mean that, oh, he's just being really nice now. I mean, it actually could be true. There could be some parts of that he does enjoy, but it's just that 1%. That he doesn't enjoy, that it drives him nuts or something. He just hates it or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, point is, you gotta talk. You gotta talk. And then this is your turn to tell him, well, look, now that we're on this, you know what I don't like? Again, I wouldn't be making shit up here now, you know what I mean? But I'd be saying, look, this is, I could do without that. Or I could do with this. You know? Talk him through. Hold his hand on the battlefield here, you know? Like, guide him along. Don't assume that he's going to know everything and, oh, God, he's useless. Oh, fucking hell, here we go now. You know? What if you can turn him around and he blows your mind? What if you can turn him around? Wouldn't that be worth the risk? You know? Now, and I get it too, right? There's some girls and guys, and hey, you gotta admit, there's guys out there too. There's some girls, mostly for girls, okay? And I understand that. There's mostly for girls out there. They've had a horrendous experience in the sex life. And, you know, they just have the quick wham, bam, thank you, man. And the guy doesn't give a damn, okay? I understand that, all right? So, Jesus, it must be very disheartening. Very disheartening for a lot of women out there. But if you really like the guy and you love the guy, have a talk to him. Say it to him. It's the only way you can go forward. And look at it this way. If you go for it and you ask him this, what can happen? You try it out, even in the moment, okay? In the act. Tell him to slow down, speed up, do this, do that. No, honey, I don't like that. You know, you can't be afraid to hurt his feelings. You just can't. You have to take the risk. And it's not like this isn't battlefield risk where this is losing your life here, okay? You'll get him better. You'll get him better, which is a great thing. It's a great thing. That's what I would say. Now, here's the other side of it. Maybe it's not you. Maybe he's got some weird kind of, would you say fetish? I don't know. And anybody on TikTok here, jump in on this one, please, if you let me know. Because look, guys, I'm no expert when, you know, like, I'm no sexologist here, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to come across like that, because I know there is sexologists out there and they study this stuff and they examine this stuff and do this on a daily basis. But I do know that if you want to have a better sex life, fucking tell your girl, tell your guy. Get straight in there, get stuck in. You know? Now, back to my point. Maybe there is that guy or girl, right, that when it comes to the actual physical part of sex, that you freeze up, okay? Some people feel that pressure. Oh my God, if I don't have an orgasm now with my girlfriend, oh my God, she's going to think now. And she's so sensitive about all this. If I don't have an orgasm right now, oh God, she's going to start wondering and she's going to ask me now afterwards. Oh fuck, honey, did you not like that? Am I doing something? Like, what's wrong with me? Is there something up? Is there something okay? Right, and then communication just doesn't work then. Because some guy, you still have to talk, but maybe it's not going to improve the sex life here, you know? But some guy could have a mental block, some girl could have a mental block. But your point is, talk about it. It might not help things when you talk about it. That's my point here. And then you go from there. Then you go from there. You know? I mean, I knew this one guy. And of course, I'm never going to mention his name. And he was talking about some stuff before. And kind of like the Mr. BJ here we were talking about a second ago. He had this huge fascination with doggy style. Huge fascination. But when it came to the actual doggy style, actual real life doggy style, he was screwed. He didn't know where to go. He said he felt the pressure. He was like, oh my God, am I going to perform? And oh my God, like, is she just going to disappoint me? Like, all sorts of crap came through his head. But he said he'd be all over porn, watching doggy style, all over it. He fantasizes about this stuff. You know, so you got to open up to the guy. You got to open up to the guy or the girl here. You know, I'll just check some of the comments. And anybody on TikTok here, let me know what you think about certain things. There's quite a few notifications. I'm getting lost here. I don't want to have some dead air, but okay. Let me know anyway, guys, what you think. I'm sorry if I've missed. I did miss some comments there, but I'm gonna keep an eye on them as I keep talking. So anyway, guys, to wrap that one up, my point is, talk to the guy, our girl. Tell them you don't like this, you don't like that, and I get it. I've actually been there myself before. Not getting too graphic, I had a girl with the BJs. There was a bit too much teeth, we'll put it that way. A little bit too much teeth. And I really did like her, and I turned around and I said it to her. Now, this girl took it badly. She did. And I was like, oh no, what have I done, man? Oh, fuck. But then there was a part to me that actually said, well, actually, no, you got to talk about this. You have to. I can't. Like, it was painful getting this from her. It was painful, you know, and I just couldn't handle it. So don't go there, guys. Don't just leave it off. And what happened afterwards? She did get better. She got a lot better. She got a lot better. And hey, you got to go through the tunnel of crap to come out clean on the other side, don't you? Like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank. What do you do? Five footballs long. Crawl through five football fields of shit, came out clean on the other side. Morgan Freeman or whatever it was. Great show, by the way. You got to see that. And then serial killers. Oh, I don't even know if I want to talk about this one. Like, again, watching that Ted Bundy here. Guys, let me know, please, on TikTok what you think of this one. I get it. There's a kind of a control thing. Women like the serial killer, they've got power. They got control. But isn't it a bit kind of screwed up, too? I don't know about this one. I really don't know. Like, I'm looking through a forensic psychologist's website here. Somebody with a lot of experience in the mind frame, the mindset of women here with the serial killer thing. And by the way, just look, anybody here, I'm not having a go off women, it was just because I heard about this Ted Bundy thing a few days ago from somebody, and then I actually rewatched some of them a few days ago, and I do think it is fascinating. You know, I do think it is. And they're saying, looking at the possible reasons for this, the first factor is psychosis. This is number one. There's five of them here. He describes a case in which a woman experienced psychosis, believes she was communicating telepathically with a criminal, and that they were in a relationship despite the two never having met. In these cases, he says the women are mentally unwell. They're not making a rational choice. Okay, let's keep going here. He adds, and also, this is an extremely rare presentation, so we can just sort of put it off to the side. I just wanted to give it an honorable mention. Number two, a history of trauma. A more common explanation, according to Dr. X, is a history of trauma. He explains, so they've either been physically, sexually, and are emotionally abused by a partner, or by their parents, they want to repeat this kind of cycle, either subconsciously or intentionally. And so, unfortunately, these women tend to gravitate towards what's familiar instead of what's safe. And we see this phenomenon in victims of abuse. Yeah, I've actually kind of studied about that one, about our routines. We have to repeat. Like, guys, this is, it's a freaky thing. I have it too. We all have it to a degree. We all have to repeat our patterns and hobbies, even if they're bad, because they're familiar. We need the familiar more than something that's good for us. You know, and that makes sense here. They've been abused when they were younger. And Amanda jumping in, hey Amanda, this is all true. Yeah, yeah, I think it is, really is. And it's so familiar here that, but it is the familiar pattern that we have in us that we need to repeat it over again, over and again. Like, I smoke. What the hell am I doing smoking? Seriously, when you think about it. And any other smokers, right? Let's just go with that, because I can relate to smoking. I know it's absolutely lethal for me. It's expensive, but no, have to do it because that's my normal daily familiar pattern. You know? And obviously for people like this, history of trauma, they were abused when they were kids, so therefore you get stuck in your head and as you're a kid, so that's all you know. Therefore you think that that's what you deserve when you get older. And so then you have to repeat the cycle because that's what you had when you were a kid. Again, back to your mother and father. Everything in psychology is always back to our mom and dads. Jesus Christ. It's always about the mom and dad. Everything goes back to mom and dad. It so is, man. It's freaky the way it is for all of us. Anyway, back to this. Number two. So unfortunately, these women tend to gravitate towards what's familiar instead of what's safe. And we see this phenomenon in victims of abuse. Sometimes they become the abusers themselves, and tragically, some young girls who witness domestic violence as a child pick abusive partners when they become adults themselves, partially because they ingrained in them to see violence as a way of conflict resolution. Make sense? He explains these ironically, these women feel safe in their relationship with killers, because even though they're violent offenders, they are behind bars, allowing the woman to actually control and dominate the relationship, maybe for the first time ever. Man, isn't that so fucked up? Like, I'm not on about these women, I'm on about women, or people in general. Aren't we all just so fucking weird, you know? And by the way, thanks for all these likes coming in, guys. And let me know, I'll just keep an eye on these comments here on TikTok. Amanda, no, it is. The most psychic medium have went through trauma. Most psychic medium? Do you mean like tarot reading card people? Or who do you mean? We'll come back to you there, Amanda, in 2 seconds. And number three, the savior complex. Oh, that's a big one. There are other cases in which women feel that they could save or transform the prisoner or the killer, seeing it as a challenge. All right, that's all I say on that one. Idealized relationship, a further psychological aspect cited by the psychiatrist is that some of these women have these kind of notion of a perfect relationship. By being in a relationship with someone in prison, they don't have to endure the day-to-day issues that are actually involved in most relationships. By being in a relationship with someone in prison, He explains they don't have to go through the mundane stuff. There's no laundry to do. There's no need to cook for him. There's no smelly socks left on the staircase. Okay. Now, number five, hybristophilia. I haven't even heard that fucking word. Jesus, man. Okay. The final element doctor here touched on was a condition known as hybristophilia. I think I'm getting that right. I think it's very fair to say that some of these women do this because they crave attention or fame. In extreme cases, this is a phenomenon called hybristophilia, otherwise known as Bonnie and Clyde syndrome. There we go. This is a type of paraphilia, an intense sexual arousal to objects including situations, fantasies, behaviors, and particular individuals. The doc points out that it isn't a phenomenon limited to any particular social economic class, as has afflicted all kinds of women. It has also been documented in men, but to a much lesser extent. He says, I've heard these examples of educated women with careers, including lawyers and barristers, who fell for or married killers who will either be sentenced to death or will never be released. Jesus. The psychiatrist goes on to explain that in his opinion, much of this is connected to the celebrity worship, and some women have done this very overtly. Fuck me. So they've clearly hoped to share some of the media spotlight or to get a book deal or a movie deal afterwards. And this is all kind of psychologically linked, in my opinion, to conflating being famous and being infamous. And he says, and I think that's a relatively recent phenomenon, something that we've seen grow hugely in front of our eyes for the last couple of decades. We see it in reality TV stars. They often become famous just for the sake of fame. And I think that the public feed this, and we're partially to blame. Okay. Finally, he touches upon the character traits of the serial killers themselves and how they are attracted to women. I think it's fair to say that many of them are psychopaths and narcissists, and those groups of people often attract women because they have the ability to be charismatic and to charm vulnerable people who are susceptible to this kind of manipulation. Narcissists are very grandiose, and they're very entitled to things like sex and relationships. Psychopaths are the same, so they have this inflated self-esteem, but they're also very charming, and they're calculating, and they're quite devious. So they're very good at knowing what to say to make the woman feel special, to feel loved, to feel privileged, to feel that they're part of like some sort of special bond. And then I just wanted to create some material that came from somebody that actually works with mental disorder offenders. Jesus, this just goes on and on and on. But I think we get the point here. Every patient, he says, quote at the end here, every patient was male. Where the junior, but he's worked for 6 months, I'm right. Oh, he's not about to draw psychiatry. Quite serious violence. Some of them kill people. Okay, I think he's on about, most of the people, the killers. Every patient was male. Every patient has committed quite serious violence. Some serious and some not so serious. Their backstories are fascinating. There's always something you can trace it back to. The reason they end up living a violent lifestyle, and it's often the same compounding factors. Poverty, abuse, and drug or alcohol use is a huge factor as well. Wow, that's kind of screwed up. Holy Jesus. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for all the likes, by the way. And hey, Georgia. Hey, guys, everybody. Amanda. Guys, you know, I tell you, you should see this Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix. Is it still on Netflix? I can't remember where I watched it now. But it's really, really good. I mean, this guy's in his 70s. Very charming guy. And, you know, it's funny. Even he was so charming that even at the end of this, guys, and this isn't ruining for you, okay? Even at the end of the documentary, and he gets, well, spoiler alert. Turn it off now if you don't want to hear the end of this. I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay. I'm sure you know, but still. Ted Bundy, he gets put into prison, right? He gets committed. And even the lawyer at the judge at the end said he liked him. He said, you know, I could see you went down a dark path. I could see you go down this route of being a lawyer. You know, he could see the potential in the guy. And he, like, you could see him responding. You'll see him respond in the documentary. He likes the guy. Like, he actually likes the guy, you know? A fucking serial killer. Extremely charming. Looks the part. He looks like a lawyer. He acts like a lawyer. But yet this guy goes off and chops heads off women, you know? I mean, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So yeah, guys, I would definitely check that out. Ted Bundy documentary. It's really, really good. It's really, really good. So guys, we're going to stay on TikTok for now. But we're going to be... we're going to bounce off the podcast. Thanks for listening. And we will, of course, be back for more. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Peter Walsh.